the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, her perfect teenager. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Singing like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my. Where she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's President-elect Trump. And the mass deportations may be in the works.
Sources say one of Trump's first orders of business will be to rescind any Biden administration policies that expanded opportunities for migrants to live and work in the U.S. We're told Trump's aides are focused on how to carry out his promise of launching the largest mass deportation operation in U.S. history. Sources say the operation would initially target undocumented immigrants who've committed crimes. The average cost of deporting one undocumented immigrant is nearly $11,000.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Numbers from the wildfire in Ventura County, California. 132 structures destroyed, according to officials, mostly single-family homes. 10 confirmed reports of injuries. Volkswagen recalling more than 114,000 Beetles and Passats, some dating back to 2006, equipped with Takata airbag inflators that can explode. Owners to be notified December 27th. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all 7 types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, November up 20 to 2014, December up 21 to 1923, January up 17 to 1930, February milk up 8 at 1925. Cheese markets, barrels down 1 to 180, 40-pound blocks steady at 175. No sales on the day. Cash butter down 1.25 to 266 and a quarter. No trades. Grain and non-fat dry milk down 1 to 138 and a half. No trades on the day. And dry whey up 1.25 to 163. Four trades on the day. Live cattle markets higher. Feeder cattle markets also mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. Now, there's still continued support of strong buyer demand in the countryside, but cash markets really haven't developed this week. However, strength in the stock market also helping to support the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets lower in the nearby month with the export sales report highlighting a marketing year low for the hog markets, and that helped to pressure at least the nearby contract. Deferreds, though, were higher. December live cattle up 42 cents to 185.82. November feeder cattle down 5 cents to 247.65. December hogs down 92 cents to 81.20. Corn markets mostly higher. The weekly export daily sales wire saw another 120,000 metric tons of corn booked, and that helped to support the market. Soybeans also moving mostly higher. Weekly export sales were solid at 2.037 million metric tons, up 10% from the four-week average. Meanwhile, wheat markets, they were mostly lower. Rain in the plains to benefit the winter wheat crop pressured the market. December corn up 1.25 to 427.5. New crop 25 up 1.25 to 447. November beans up 21 to 1015.5. New crop 25 up 16.75 to 1048.75. December wheat down 1.75 to 571.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 363, December 373, January 376, new crop 25, 392. Cash beans 941, December 946, January 951, new crop 25, 964. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 372.5, December 377.5, January 387.5, February 390.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 382, January 392, and new crop at 4 even. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 377, cash beans 946, and January 951. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 382, new crop 25, 397, cash beans 941, new crop 25, 959. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 389, April 423, May 425, new crop 25, 409. Cash beans 987, April 1016, May 1019, new crop 25, 990. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 375, January 379, cash beans 944. For January at 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 172 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 174, market cows 100 to 122, bulls 129 to 153, calves at 250 to 1,000, beef steers 140 to 325, Holstein steers at 145 to 255. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 125 and down, goat markets, does 150 and down, bucks
205 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 177 to 185, finished beef heifers 177 to 183.50, finished dairy steers 168 to 178, market cows 94 to 114, market bulls 130 to 149. Market hogs, meanwhile, 50 to 90. Light sows at 53.50 to 59.50. And heavy sows, 58.75 to 62.50. Boar markets, 22 to 26. That is Check of Markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
You.
want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Come as you are, there ain't no dress code, just some route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. No closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the water. When the band started playing Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor. She jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled. Beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest.
fresh watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Bird and Watermelon Crawl here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s across the region this morning. Looks like we're going to see plenty of sunshine once again today, but some rain is on the way. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, Todd Gleason is in. And he has talking about soybean production in South America. It looks like it's going to be on the rise. And we'll have more with Todd here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Barron Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio, portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Connecting the dots in the world's marketplaces. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
A trade team from Indonesia spent a lot of time in Wisconsin during this year's World Dairy Expo. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski led the delegation during their time in the state and said it was a great way to connect the dots between Wisconsin and the world markets.
Absolutely. It's a great way to do, as I like to say, connect the dots between farmers and consumers, connect the dots between Wisconsin products and people around the world. And one of the things that's evident from the conversations here and our conversations leading up to this is that the world's population is growing and growing quickly. And no matter what part of the world people come from, they want to make sure that their population has access to healthy, safe, nutritional milk and dairy products. And this is a great way to go back to the connecting the dots theme, connecting the dots between all the things Wisconsin has to offer and ways that we can help other countries not only have access to Wisconsin products, but also helping them grow their industry at home, because we need to have a both-and approach to meet the global food demand.
He says the trade team got fully immersed in the Wisconsin dairy industry.
We've had some really great conversations with the group from Indonesia, and the things that we made sure that we had them see is obviously they're spending a great deal of time at World Dairy Expo. We got them to dairy farms, dairy plants. They're going to have some conversations with folks at UW, at the Center for Dairy Research. So we want to make sure that we expose them, get the whole Wisconsin experience. And then while they're here, they're connecting with the genetics industry, people to talk about animal care, feed. So that's really a pretty exciting opportunity to have that connection. The great thing about the visit with the group from Indonesia is that they're spending an entire week here. So we've been able to get them scheduled for a lot of things along the way.
As part of the goal to increase agriculture exports out of Wisconsin, the legislature and governor recently had passed a bill that allowed the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to work together to increase those agriculture exports and provide additional funding to accomplish that goal. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I met her. Restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm, and I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz, and when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, "I like living like this." So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the poly. Well, a few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, "Don't you leave me." I told him, "This here's a queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck."
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Sammy Kershaw, queen of my double wide trailer here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin. So we have temperatures low to mid-30s across the region this morning. While some changes at Wisconsin Farm Bureau, Nate Zimdars has been named the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Federation's Director of Local Government. Now, this role is replacing the Member Advocacy and Issues Coordinator. The new redefined role will be one that works closely with county farm bureaus and assist volunteers on local government issues. Additionally, he'll also work with members who have an interest in running for local public office. So congratulations to Nate. Again, Nate Zimdars, the new Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Director of Local Government. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. The saga of pure prairie poultry continues across the midsection of the country, with state and national leaders now wondering why this operation was able to qualify for nearly $50 million worth of federal loans and grants. I'll have the details when we return.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
The Pure Prairie Poultry story has stirred up plenty of questions as leaders are now looking into how the company qualified for nearly $50 million worth of federal loans and grants. In recent years, Pure Prairie Poultry received these funds to expand its processing operations and increase local food production. The USDA's involvement raised eyebrows as the company struggled financially, eventually declaring bankruptcy at the end of September. Lawmakers are asking how this funding was awarded and if proper oversight was in place. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack defended the USDA's decision to support the company through the grants and loans. Speaking last week, he highlighted the agency's mission to support regional food production and processing capacity, especially as the country sought ways to strengthen local food supply chains during the pandemic. According to Vilsack, Pure Prairie Poultry showed promise in its mission to increase local poultry processing and meet rising demand from Midwestern consumers. He emphasized that the USDA worked within established guidelines to award the funds, pointing to the company's early potential and the importance of job creation in rural communities. While at a news conference last week in Iowa, the secretary said Pure Prairie's collapse was a, quote, unusual circumstance. And when looking at the USDA's total $250 billion loan portfolio, the overall success rate is 97%. Critics argue that the USDA should have done more to assess the company's long-term financial stability before committing taxpayer dollars. They worry that the substantial grants and loans could set a precedent for risky funding decisions, especially in volatile markets like poultry. For now, state and federal leaders are pushing for transparency, asking the USDA to release documents detailing its evaluation process for Pure Prairie Poultry's applications. The USDA is expected to review those programs to determine if changes are necessary to prevent a similar situation in the future. I'll have more when we come back.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Following the collapse of Pure Prairie Poultry, state governments in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are now reviewing the terms of any federal grants or loans in a bid to recoup any expenses from the USDA. Additional legal actions may yet come out of this cleanup phase from the company's collapse. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
My kind of girl.
My kind.
crying when she told me goodbye. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart and she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming the back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds, looking for a party crowd. Yes, and tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out.
Outdoor Report, weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Darling, if you ever leave me, well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again, believe me. No one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn him down, 'cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. If you ever get tired of me, well, I won't look for someone new, 'cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I
the only love I'll ever want. 'Cause after you and me, baby, I can see nothing else could be even close. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
With the news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Speculation has begun who will be the next Secretary of Agriculture when Donald Trump returns to the White House in January. Successful Farming says Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, former Ambassador Kip Thom, and Ted McKinney of NASDA are among a handful of people viewed as potential nominees to run the Department of Agriculture. Incoming presidents typically try to announce their nominees before the year-end holidays, although Trump didn't announce Sonny Perdue to lead USDA until 2 days before his inauguration. Miller was initially mentioned for USDA after Trump won his first term. Thom was the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. agencies for food and agriculture in Rome during the first term. McKinney, the undersecretary for trade in the first administration, is CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has also been mentioned because his term as governor expires in December. As Donald Trump prepares to start a second term in office, farmers are bracing for the prospect of increased tariffs and another trade war. Trump is threatening a blanket 60% tariff on goods from China in what would be a significant escalation from the first trade war when duties reached as high of 25%. The president's also floating 10 to 20% tariffs on other imports. Now, another trade war could push China to deepen trade relations with Brazil, which has become a top trading partner. In 2023, Brazil's agriculture exports to China reached a record $60.24 billion. That accounted for 36% of that country's total farm trade. Higher tariffs could also further erode market opportunities for farmers if China were to retaliate with its own 60% tariffs on U.S. farm goods. It would result in a loss of 25 million metric tons of soybean exports and 90% of corn exports. That, according to a study commissioned by the National Corn Growers Association and American Soybean Association. Referred Law 21 in South Dakota would have created new requirements for regulating linear transmission facilities, including carbon dioxide pipelines, and allowed counties to assess a surcharge on certain pipelines. It also sought to establish a landowner bill of rights. The numbers are showing that the state's voters said no to the ballot measure, which puts the ethanol industry and landowners on opposite sides. Iowa-based Summit Carbon Solutions wants to construct a $5.5 billion 2,500-mile line pipe work. The line would carry emissions from over 50 ethanol plants in multiple Midwestern states to storage deep underground in North Dakota. The company will apply for a permit in South Dakota on November 19th. Supporters say the pipeline is crucial for developing future aviation fuel markets for the Midwest ethanol industry, which buys one-third of the nation's corn. But opponents question the forced use of their property and raise concerns about possible ruptures releasing hazardous gas. University of Illinois analysts looked into the future of renewable diesel production in the U.S. and see headwinds. Renewable diesel production capacity has exploded in recent years, increasing by more than 3 billion gallons. The sustainability impacted fats and oil feedstock markets. However, the profitability of renewable diesel has taken a hit. The industry began to produce at levels greater than demand ceilings set by the annual renewable volume obligations under the Renewable Fuels Standard. FarmDoc Daily says the bloom is off the renewable diesel boom that began in 2021. There's a list of announced building projects that could add substantial production capacity in the future. However, most of these projects have broken ground and started construction. Until there's confirmation of actual construction activity, it's prudent to exclude the announced projects in projecting renewable diesel production capacity for 2027 or later, the FarmDoc experts added. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny and it will be warmer today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwesterly at about 5 to 10. Tonight, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and showers in the afternoon, 55. Sunday, morning rain, afternoon clearing, high of 54. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He was working through college. My grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Yeah.
If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter? As the summer sun got higher, if we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together, could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie